We'll begin with a passage from Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns. This hymn expresses our spirit of living throughout the year in the Nembutsu. Shinran Shonin の Wasan, 1年間の心得が表している御文章をいただきます。 合唱をお願いします。 Please join me in 合唱. For all people, men and women, of high station and low, saying the name of Amida is such that whether one is walking, standing, sitting, or reclining is of no concern, and time, place, and condition are not restricted. Nanyo kisen koto gotoku Mida no myōgyō shōzuru ni gyōji sagamo erabarezu jisho shōemo sawari nashi. Happy New Year, everyone. 皆さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いいたします。Wishing you all a Happy New Year in this traditional Japanese and English greeting. This time of year, we have all kinds of greetings. We say to people, we say Happy Holidays, Season Greetings. We say Happy New Year, of course. And so it's a time for us to express our joyful intentions, our wishes for the coming year. まあ、この年末と年明けのご挨拶、いろいろありますね。いつもそのまあ喜びの気持ち、感謝の気持ちを表す挨拶をするのが非常に大切なことですね。So when we offer our greetings, we're starting the year off right and we're telling people that they are important to us and that we value and cherish our relationship with them. このまあ挨拶によって人の大切さ、あなたが私にとって大切な存在だということが言葉に表しているんですね。In our Jodo Shinshu tradition, we have many leaders, many people we look up to as our guides in life. And one of those is Denyo Shonin, whose portrait hangs just to the left of the Buddha image. まあ、Jodo Shinshu の教えの中の歴史に大切な方がたくさんおられますね。で、その一名は Denyo Shonin ですね。Denyo Shonin is known to have given one of his friends a very interesting New Year greeting.まあ、蓮如上人という方は非常に面白い年明けの挨拶をしたんですね。It said that his friend Dōtoku from the village of Kajuji went to visit 蓮如上人 on New Year's Day in the year 1493. まあ、蓮如上人の仲間の Kajuji 村の Dōtoku という方が蓮如上人のところに明よ2年1493年にね、蓮如上人のところに行きましたね。And arriving there, 蓮如上人 said to him, he said, 道徳、いくつになるぞ。念仏を申すべし。said to him, 道徳、how old are you? You best say the 念仏. This is kind of a curious greeting, right?This was Denyo's way of living. We have all different kinds of episodes and records of Denyo Shonin's life. We have his portrait that hangs here. We also have a collection of his letters, which we read and give us a deep appreciation for the Nembutsu teaching. He had created many handwritten scrolls with the words Namo Amida Butsu that he shared widely.Throughout Japan, and some of those have even made it here to the United States. There's one that is had the Institute of Buddhist Studies has that they hang for special occasions. So in these ways, we encounter Renryo Shonin's life of the Nembutsu. Renryo Shonin wa takusan no tegami wo nokoshite fukaku, ne, kuwashiku Nembutsu no miyoshi wo arawashita koto mo arimashite. Soshite jippitsu no myougo Namu Amida Butsu wo kaite takusan kubatetan desu node. それは一つはこの米国仏教大学院 IBS に持っているたまにそれをかけるんですね。So there's another episode that expresses Renryo Shonin's life of the single-minded Nembutsu. Renryo Shonin の Nembutsu のもう一つのエピソードあるんですね。So when we gather, I notice many of you here New Year's Eve wearing, or New Year's Day rather, wearing very nice clothes, maybe some new clothes. Often we wear new things on New Year's Day. We wear our nice clothes. Many of you, even some of the children here, are wearing shirt and tie. You know, I'm wearing special robes that I only wear on only very special occasions, right? And so when we come to welcome New Year's Day, we make sure oftentimes maybe we take a bath the night before, take a shower in the morning. Those of us who grow a beard, maybe we shave. First thing in the morning we come, I shave this morning nicely, clean shaven. So Renryo Shonin also, on certain occasions, he had his portrait and things like that painted. He would, go on special occasions, he would go to a barber to get a shave. People don't do this anymore, but maybe one generation ago, people would go to the barber to get a shave, right? When the old days, when they would give you a shave, they wouldn't have Bic razors, right? Or Norelco, or those kind of things. They used the straight edge razor, right? Very sharp, very sharp. And so you would go to a barber, because a barber would know how to shave you properly, without cutting you, right? まあ昔のカミソリはね、包丁のようなものですね。非常に危険なものですから。専門家のね、カミソリの人に行って、その散髪に行って、それで髪を剃ってもらって、それを安全に、きれいに髪を剃りますね。ヒゲも剃りますね。So, Renryo Shonin was getting his, of course he was a monk, so he had his head shaved, then he was getting his beard shaved, and the whole time he was having his shave, Nammandabutsu, 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 the Nembutsu continuously flowed. In Renryo Shonin's life, always on Nembutsu. Renryo Shonin はヒゲを剃る時も何万ダブ何万ダブ何万ダブ念仏が絶えずにずっと念仏が続いてたんですね。How do you think the barber felt about this? ねえ、そのヒゲを剃る人はね。So finally he said to him, Renryo Shonin, please, just for a minute while I shave your beard,Could you take just a little break from the Nembutsu? ちょっとだけ休んでもらっていいですかと、ね、ちょっとヒゲに当たるとか顎に当たる時だけをちょっと念仏を 休んでいただければと思いますけどいかがでしょうか Renryo Shonin responded, そうか私には念仏を申すのが大事だな says, To me, to say the Nembutsu is the most important matter. And so he left the barber shop.Without a complete shave, right? そしてヒゲをね、きれいに剃る前に帰ってしまったそうですね。And, I just noticed this past week, but we have a portrait here hanging of Renryo Shonin here. I've blown it up and I made a few copies that I can share with you. But if you look very closely, clean shaven on his head, clean shaven, but right here, can you see there's a little dark spot here?That's, if you look at it, it looks just like his eyebrows. It's a piece of hair. It's his beard. So whenever a portrait of Renryo is painted, look closely if you see a portrait of Renryo, and on his right jaw, there's always a little piece of the beard remains, showing that Renryo was so dedicated to the Nembutsu that he wouldn't even pause while he was getting shaved, right? まあ、この Renryo Shonin の映像が同じに描けてるんですけど、多くのお寺に描けるんですけど、よくよく見たらこの顎のところにちょこっと黒いところがあるんですね。私をよく見て、この、ここね、同じような毛があるんですよ。これはヒゲね。ヒゲを剃るときもね、念仏を休まずに髭が残ってるんですね。これは伝統的に Renryo Shonin のお像が描いてあるとき、よくよく見て、ここにあるんですね。これは大きくね、こう大きくコピーしたんだから、後でよく見てください。非常に、面白いですね。So, you know, if you think about it, he's wearing his most formal robes, the portrait that's been passed down over generations. Most formal robes, and yet he's not clean shaven. He's got a little patch of beard remaining here on his jaw. So we think about his New Year greeting. New Year's Day, in the traditional Japanese understanding, is the day when everybody turns 1 year older. Right? It's everybody's birthday. まあ、お正月はみんな昔の日本の考え方は数え年で、みんなお正月ではね、一年を足すんですね、一歳を足す。みんな一緒にまた一歳取るんですね。This morning I heard somebody was saying, Happy New Year, one of our members says, Yep, another year older. Right? まあ今日も一人の方が、ああ、私もなった、一歳を取りましたとおっしゃる方ですね。Right? So as we reflect on our lives,Reflect, we have a limited amount of time, a limited number of years to enjoy. まあみんな限りのある人生ですね。So Nenyo's greeting, viewed from this perspective, is truly the appropriate way to welcome the new year. こういうふうに見たら Nenyo上人の新年の挨拶が正しいことですね。念仏申すべき、遺骨になるぞ。How old are you, right? How many more precious years do you have left?Say the Nembutsu. Live each day, each moment, in gratitude and appreciation for the Buddha's compassion, illuminating our path in the coming year. ね、
あと何年残るかと、ね、わからないんですね。これから一年間、一瞬一瞬大切に念仏の中に南無阿弥陀仏を聞いて、仏様の御光の中に照らされて、正しい道をこれから一年間導かれることですね。So I ask each of you, how old are you? Right? And I encourage you to say the 念仏。みなさん、いくつになるぞ。念仏を申すべし。Please join me in 合唱。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。Namam Dabuts, Namam Dabuts, Namam Dabuts, Namam Dabuts, Namam Dabuts.